Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. In Acts 10:38, we see these words, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Acts 10:38. This verse is filled with hope for us. First of all who are oppressed of the devil can be healed. Jesus went about doing good, it says, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. We live in a world where there are many all around us who are oppressed of the devil. That word oppressed in Acts 10:38 comes from a Greek word that means to exercise dominion against, or to dominate, or to exercise power over. There are many people in our world whom Satan has been able to dominate, to exercise power over. And yet God tells us here in Acts 10:28 that Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power to heal all that were oppressed of the devil. And Jesus is able to heal the oppressed today. Whether the oppression that you see is that of depression, sorrow, bound up in your emotions so that you cannot ever feel joy or experiencing the fullness of blessing that God intends for you to experience in your family life, in your church life, God is able and willing and desiring to heal you today. God never intended for His people to live under the bondage of oppression. Though we live in a society that's dominated by much oppression, God never wanted us to live under that dominion of oppression. Around you, you may have people who do not know the Lord, who are not born again, and their lives are clearly dominated by Satan's desire for them. In 1 and 2 Timothy, we see that Satan lays traps or snares for people, and that is how he operates to bring people under his dominion. In 1 Timothy 3:7, the word tells us that he must also have a good reputation with outsiders so that he will not fall into disgrace and into the devil's trap. This scripture was referring to people who desired to be in leadership in the church, and the apostle was warning about certain qualifications, but said in this verse that the person had to have these qualifications so that he would not fall into disgrace and into the devil's trap. So it implies that even a Christian can at times, if they're not wise to the ways of Satan's strategy, that even a born-again person could fall into the devil's trap and end up in some sort of oppression. That doesn't mean that a Christian can be completely taken over by demonic forces, but certainly we observe every day Christians who have some level of oppression operating in their life. Do you know a Christian, or are you a Christian, who struggles with depression, who struggles perhaps with a habit like cigarette smoking or alcohol or drugs that you cannot shake off? That's oppression from the devil, from the enemy of your soul. That does not mean you're not a Christian. It means that somehow the devil's trap was laid for you and you fell into it. Well, the good news is God is able, willing, and desiring to heal you from that oppression of the enemy of your soul. It's important, though, to recognize that the source of all oppression in this world comes from Satan himself. Many Christians don't even want to talk about Satan, hear about it, or do any study about Satan or his strategies. And yet the Bible is filled with teaching about Satan's strategies and his ways. There's not a military leader in the world that does not first study the enemy's capabilities, the enemy's weaponry, and the enemy's strategy before engaging that enemy in battle. We live in a battle zone in this world. There's a spiritual battle going on all around us. For you to have victory in your life and to live a life free from the oppression of the enemy of your soul, you must understand that the source of all oppression comes from Satan, understand what his strategy is, recognize what his snare and his traps are, so that you will not be taken captive by him to do his will, as it says in 2 Timothy 2:6. God desires that we may recover ourselves out of the snare of the devil. And that's what it says in 2 Timothy 2:26, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil who are taken captive by him to do his will. Satan wants you to do his will. God fully intends for you to do the will of God. And in the will of God is joy and peace and freedom and liberty and no oppression. How can you live a life free from oppression? First, you must recognize that oppression is of the enemy. It's not just some random act or circumstance you've encountered. All oppression starts with Satan. Acts 10:38 says Jesus healed all that were oppressed of the devil. Oppression comes from Satan himself. But you must know that God is greater than any trap or snare Satan can set in this world, and that we have power and authority in him. We see in the Gospels very clearly how Jesus commissioned his disciples to go out two by two. They went from town to town, village to village, and they were instructed by Jesus to heal the sick, raise the dead, and cast out demons. And they did that. They went out and they returned with joy and they talked of the amazing things that they had done and seen using the name of Jesus and preaching the good news of the gospel. But not only did he send out just the 12 apostles, which many Christians would say, well, that authority was given to them at that one time in history, but it doesn't apply to us. Then you must take a look at the other scripture that tells that he sent out the 70 in Luke chapter 10. So it was no longer just the elite 12 apostles. He sent out other disciples, people who were followers of him. So he sent out the 70, and it tells us in Luke 10, verse 17, that the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. Jesus said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. So Jesus had given authority not just to the 12 apostles, but to his other disciples, and in the name of Jesus, they were able to cast out demons and to see people freed from the oppression of the devil. God intends for you to live a life free from oppression and to help other people who are in bondage and oppressed by the enemy of your soul, help them to be free in the name of Jesus. That's God's design and his plan for us. But again, people may say, well, that's just one historical event. It doesn't apply today. I would then say to you, if you are arguing that it applied only to the apostles or it applied only to those 70 disciples, then what do you do with Luke chapter 9, where the apostles came to Jesus and complained in verse 49, Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him because he does not follow us. But Jesus said to him, do not forbid him, for he who is not against us is with us. Now, the apostles were upset because this person was casting out demons in the name of Jesus, but was not of the inner circle, wasn't one of the disciples that walked alongside Jesus. And yet in the name of Jesus, this person was casting out demons. And Jesus said, don't forbid him to do it. I would say to you, don't feel that you had to have been one of the original apostles or one of the original disciples to use the name of Jesus with authority to see people free from oppression. That's what God has done for us, to enable us to use the power and authority that Jesus won for us to help people live free from oppression. You don't have to live, and you don't have to watch other people bound by oppression. If they're willing to submit their lives to God, then the name of Jesus and the power of that name and the blood of Jesus can help them to be free from the oppression of the wicked one. How does Satan gain a foothold of oppression? We're going to elaborate on that tomorrow at length. I will give you this one scripture, Ephesians 4, verse 27. From the Amplified Bible, it says, "Leave no such room or foothold for the devil. Give no opportunity to him." Ephesians was written by the Apostle Paul under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to Christians who lived in Ephesus. And he warned the Christians not to allow a foothold for the devil. Don't give the devil any opportunity to work in your life, he was telling them. So it is possible for a Christian to allow Satan to have some foothold to operate in their life. It's not God's intent for you. It's not his design. It's not his plan. He doesn't desire that for you at all. But it's our decision of our will to be watchful, to not allow Satan any footholds in our life. God fully intends for you to live a life free from oppression, filled with the Holy Spirit, full of joy, full of victory, able to conquer in every situation you encounter, more than a conqueror in life. But you have to be wise, you have to know the Word of God, and you have to obey the Word of God. We'll talk about this again tomorrow as we continue our series on how to live free from oppression. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious day.
Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners Supply Keepers. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a Supply Keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.